You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Good morning, beautiful people of God. This is the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast with our Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center Incorporated, located at 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Palm Bay, Florida. Listen, you're welcome to stop by, tune in, listen in. But listen here, yes. Don't you dare miss your blessing on today. Yes. We celebrated our Apostle's birthday on the 28th. She's another year older, and she have a dynamic word for you on today. So I want you to come on by and listen in on the blessing that God have for you. On to you, beautiful apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Hayward.
Make the announcement, please, about the revival. She's just excited, and she's skipping the announcement.
That's right. Okay, that's right. You're welcome. I'm telling you, we having a revival that's coming up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're having the senior on Sunday. I apologize. Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, we're having the senior prophet Parker coming down from Slidell, Louisiana. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this revival. God is going to move mightily, and we want you to come on out and join us at Miracle Deliverance. We're going to start Thursday and Friday at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Amen. You need to come on in and step in the water, because God has a blessing waiting on you. And then join us on Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. God is going to move again through this mighty man of God. Don't want to miss it. You talking about an eagle-eyed prophet. Hallelujah. If you want a word from God, if you want to hear the word, I want you to come and join us on Thursday and Friday of this week here today. Join us today. I'm telling you, at 8 p.m., God has a word for his people, and I'm telling you, you better come on out and get it. I'm telling you, because the water is trouble. You better come on and step in. God bless you. Now, I finish the announcement. On to our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. God bless you.
Praise God. I thank God for one of the greatest month there ever is. Yes. Amen. The month of April.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And this is the month that I've been born in.
Yes.
And it's been a great month. Thank you for all of my partners, my listeners, my family, my friends.
Yes.
Amen. You have been a blessing.
Amen.
Thank you for your blessing. Amen. Your offerings, amen, that you have sent in, your gifts. Praise God, amen. All of the beautiful things, the flowers, amen. Hallelujah, fruits and cakes. And I thank you very much, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, for thinking about me. I love you, and I will be praying for you. I must tell you the truth, though, because the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall, amen, hallelujah, make you free. So you want to be free. You want God to bless you. You want a better life. You want to grow in God. Amen. You want to get stronger in God.
Yes.
Amen. You want the blessings of God to be upon you.
Yes.
And this is the woman that will tell you. I'll tell you. I will let you know I'm here to help you.
That's
amen.
Right.
Get your life better and do better. I know many of you don't want to listen because you want to have it your own way.
Uh-oh.
But it's not your way. It's God's way.
That's
and
right.
If you do it God's way, amen, praise God, hallelujah, you will be blessed. So you got to study what God wants you to study, and study the ways of God and learn. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, amen, as you learn the process, as you learn about God, as you learn the ways of God, as you learn the language of God, as you learn the life of God, things will be better.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, I've lived such a wonderful life serving God. Amen. Hallelujah. Living for God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Over 60 years.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, and I feel God. I feel the favor of God.
I feel
the blessing of God. Doesn't mean, hallelujah, I didn't go through things. I went through many things.
Yes.
But God took me through brought me out victoriously.
Yes.
And I'm glad today. Amen. Glory to God. So I can tell you, I can help you.
Yes.
If you want to be helped, I can help you. I know many out there, praise God, hallelujah, still trying to do it your own way, trying to live like you want to live. Amen, hallelujah. But in God, you shall have life.
Yes.
Have it more abundantly. Abundant living.
Ooh.
Praise God, hallelujah. Glory to God. God will do it for you. Psalm in Isaiah today, 61st, amen, chapter of Isaiah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I know you're going to be blessed. Read it for me, please.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
Now the Bible say the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And when you have God's Spirit upon you, you don't have to worry. You'll be led by God. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the mistakes. Because, hallelujah, when the Spirit of God is on you, you don't have to, amen, make mistakes. But if you listen to God, you'll go in the way he wants you to go. You'll go in the pathway that he take you in. Yeah. Read on for me, please.
Because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek.
The Lord has anointed me. Who has anointed me? Not people, not my own plan, not my own idea, not what I think. But the Lord has anointed me to preach, hallelujah, good tidings. Amen. Many are preaching all kinds of things that are not good, that are not beneficial to you. Amen. But we are preaching good tidings.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Letting you know God will bring you out. God will heal your body. God will touch you. God will save you. He'll save your life. He'll save your home. Yes. He'll save your family.
Yes, he will.
Amen. Good tidings unto the meek. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not the stubborn and rebellious that want to do your own way. Amen. Those that are ready to listen. Those that are hard and prepared to receive unto the meek. Amen. And the Bible says the meek shall inherit the earth. Amen. If you find out that you're not inheriting what you want, it's because you're not meek enough. And you need to get meeker. Amen. Ooh. And receive to receive his good tidings. Read on for me, please.
He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
Sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Ooh. Many people are brokenhearted. Amen. Down, amen. Down in their life. Ooh. Amen. Praise God. Feel no need to live and want to blame other people. Ooh. Always want to be the victim. Hallelujah. You don't have to be the victim.
Yes.
You can be the victor.
Yes.
Amen. God will make you victorious.
Yes.
Amen. But he sent me to bind up the broken heart. I can bind it up.
Yes.
I can bind it up through the word.
Ooh.
I can bind it up through the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
I can bind it up. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. With the power of God.
Yeah.
Read on for me, please.
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
Now, those that are captive by sin, captive by the devil.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah. God sent me to free you. Amen.
Ooh.
I can get you free. Amen. Through the power of God. You've been captive long enough.
Yes.
And the devil is trying to let you know and to tell you there is no hope. Yes. There is hope.
Yes.
God will bring you out. I don't care how captive you are.
Come
praise
on.
The Lord. And how long you've been captive. God wants to bring you out.
Yes.
He can bring you out and he can set you free.
Yes.
And whom the Son set free, you are free indeed. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about being bound anymore. God will free you. Read on.
And the opening of the prisons to them that are bound.
I'm here to open the prison to them that are bound. Amen. Get you out of your problem. Get you out of your trouble. Get you out of your life living. Amen. Hallelujah. That the devil got you bound and captive in. I'm going to get you out of it. Out through the word of God. Through the power of God.
Yes.
Through my prayer life.
Yes.
Amen. That I talk with God. Amen. And he answers me and I do what he say.
Yes.
And you can be free.
Yes.
Read on for me, please.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. See, there's a year that God will accept you. Amen. If you're ready. And I will proclaim it for you.
Hallelujah.
I'll let you know this is your year.
Yes.
This is your time. This is your season.
Yes.
Amen. This is the time for you to be blessed. Come on and get it.
Yes.
Amen. Why die when you can live?
Yes.
Praise God. God wants you to live. He said, I come that you may have life.
Yes.
Have it more abundantly. God wants to set you free. There's an acceptable year and that you can have it. Read on.
And the day of vengeance of our God.
Day of vengeance. God wanted to take vengeance for you. He said, vengeance is mine.
Ooh,
I will repay. And he'll take vengeance for you.
Ooh.
Amen. Many of you are trying to take vengeance on your own. Trying to fight your own battle.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Trying to fix it yourself.
Yes.
Why don't you let God? do it? Why don't you let God bring you out? Why don't you let God deliver you? He can deliver you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you got to listen to him. You got to obey him. Yes. Hallelujah. And he'll get your vengeance. Read on.
To comfort all that mourn.
Comfort all that mourn. Many of you have been mourning for a long time. Yes. I know. Amen. Hallelujah. It's tough when your loved ones pass away. Yes. I know it's tough. Amen. When you leave, they leave your life. And amen, you didn't expect it, but that's what is called life. These things happen. Yes. Hallelujah, glory to God. But I'm here to comfort you. God gonna bless you. Yes. God will bring you out in spite of what happened. It was unexpected, yes. But God will deliver you. He'll help you in the time of trouble. He will help you now. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. That you're going through this situation.
Yes.
Glory to God. He'll bring you out. He'll help you. He'll help your mind. Thank Don't you. Stay there and die.
Yes.
Don't stay there and cry. Ooh. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to stay there mourning. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. For 100, amen, days. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
100 years and all of that. No, you can quit mourning. Amen. You can get in the praise. And it's time to get in the praises of God.
Hallelujah.
Let go and let God do it for you. Let God deliver you. Read on.
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion.
You that are mourning in Zion. Hallelujah. God has an appointment with you.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready to meet that appointment?
Ooh, hallelujah.
He has an appointment for you. He want to stop you from mourning.
Yes.
Read on for me, please.
To give unto them beauty for ashes.
Now you're going to get beauty for ashes. Hallelujah. You want to stay in those ashes. Amen. Hallelujah. And be down and depressed. There's beautiful ashes. Amen. Ooh. God will let you know you can come out shouting. You
Hallelujah.
Can come out praising God. You can come out. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh. Blessed and delivered. Set free. Amen. Read on.
The oil of joy for mourning.
Oil of joy. You need some oil of joy.
Ooh,
joy in your heart. Joy in your soul. Joy in your mind. Joy in your spirit. Many of your spirit been down long enough.
Yes.
God wants to deliver you. He wants to give you the all of joy. Amen. For mourning, you got to get some praises in you.
Yes.
You got to get some, hallelujah, worship on the inside of you. Worship in your heart. God want to do it for you. Read on.
The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Now you need a garment. The garment of praise. You got to put something on, amen. You need to put a praise on it, amen.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Why should you stay there and be heavy? Why should you stay there and let your heart be troubled? Why should you stay there and let your heart be broken? Let not your heart be troubled.
Hallelujah.
You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. That's what his words say. Read on for me, please.
That they might be called the trees of righteousness.
You can be called the trees of righteousness. Read on.
The planting of the Lord.
Planting of the Lord.
That he might be glorified.
That he might be glorified. Oh, when people see you, they say, that's a righteous man of God.
Yes.
That's a righteous woman of God. Amen. They see righteousness on the inside of you. The planting of, hallelujah, of the Lord. God put it down in you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He put it way down in you. And what's in you going to come out.
Hey.
Amen. Hallelujah. That he might be glorified. Seeing everything, God wants the glory. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I believe it's time to give him the glory.
Thank
it's
you,
time to reach out and bless him. It's time to bless his holy name.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. It's time to rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. And the word of God will make you rejoice.
Yes.
It will expand your life.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You can be redeemed. You can be set free.
Yes.
God, amen, don't want you to toggle with life. Amen. Hallelujah. But he wants you to put it on him. Place all your cares on him because he understands what you're going through. He's been there. Hallelujah. He was wounded for your transgression.
Yes.
He was bruised for hallelujah, for your iniquity. The chastisement of your peace is upon him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Everything you went through, it was upon him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he knows what you got to go through. He knows the heartache. He knows
Thank
the
you.
Pain. He knows the trouble. Amen. But you can be like David. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for God is with me. I want you to know he's with you. He's on your side, and he's ready to bring you out. Praise God. This is your time. This is your season. Don't let the devil discourage you. Yes. Don't let him hold you back. Hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? Ooh. He's the Lord God, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Ooh. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to praise him. You need to let go and let God have his way. He can lift that burden. Yeah. He can heal that hurt. He can heal that pain. Well, you don't know. Amen. Hallelujah. They're against me. My family's against me. My friends against me. My job is against me. Yes, yes, but God is not against you. Yes. And if God be for you, he's the Father of everything. Hallelujah. God be for you is more than the world that's against you.
Thank you.
Keep God in your life. Keep God in your plan. Because if you don't have God in your plan, you don't have a plan. Get your mind set up. Yes. I'm going to church. Yes. I'm going after God. So he said, fail not to assemble yourself together. The devil want to keep you out of church. Yes. He want to keep your family out of church. You got to learn the strategy of the devil. Yes. Notice how every time it's church time, you start feeling bad.
That's right.
You
Amen.
Start getting sick. You start getting a headache. You rebuke it. You bind it up, and you start working quickly toward getting to the house of God because there's blessing in the house of God.
Yes.
There's praises in the house of God, and you need to develop your prayer life. Get a prayer. Put a prayer. Amen. Pray a prayer every day, calling on the name of God. Call on him. Call his name. You want to be a leader. You want to lead others. But you need a prayer life.
Yes.
You need to talk to God. Amen. You need to seek God. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
Yes.
He's near to you. And he can lead you in the right way. Hallelujah. With God in your plan, you won't lose.
Yep.
Amen. Hallelujah. Teach your family how to pray.
Yes.
Teach your wife how to pray. Wives, teach your husband how to pray.
Yes.
And pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray over each other. Amen. Hallelujah. Let God move in you. Let God move in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he want to move in your behalf.
Thank you.
God sent me. He has anointed me.
Yes.
I want you to come on. I want you to come and be blessed. I want you to come on and be delivered. His ways are not our ways. Thoughts are not like our thoughts.
Thank you.
But we need to think like God. It's time to think like God. Amen. Hallelujah. I see miracles.
I see miracles
everywhere.
Yes.
Amen. Because you are developing yourself to think like God.
Yes.
You're developing yourself to see like God. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's going to bless you.
Yes.
Begin to praise him.
Hallelujah.
Begin to exalt his name.
Thank you,
Begin
Lord.
To thank him.
Ooh.
Be as David. I will bless the Lord at all times. When you wake up in the morning, good morning, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank
you, Father. Good morning, God.
Yes.
Good morning, Father. Good morning, Holy Ghost. Talk to him.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let him know you're grateful. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're in the midst. Amen. Let him walk in you. Let him talk in you.
Yes.
Let him live on the inside. Oh, hallelujah. Your life can be better.
Yes.
Your day can be better. Your mind can be better.
Hallelujah.
And that's what God wants. Hallelujah. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Read on for me, please.
And they shall build the old ways.
They shall build the old ways.
They shall raise up the former desolation.
They shall raise up the former, there's desolation, amen, former desolation, old desolations are trying to come, amen,
yes.
Hallelujah, but you got somebody that will raise up the former desolation, amen, read on for me, please.
And they shall repair the waste cities.
They're going to repair the waste cities. Cities need to be repaired.
Yes.
People need to be repaired. Their life need to be repaired. And it's time to be repaired. Read on for me, please.
The desolations of many generations.
Desolations of many generations. Many of the generations have been desolated. The devil trying to destroy your generation.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. But he is a liar.
Yes.
If you put God in it, hallelujah, God will restore it. Ooh. God will deliver you and deliver your generation.
Yes.
So he promised to come to you to the first, second, third generation,
yes,
then go down to even 1,000 generations.
Ooh.
God can do it. Read on for me.
And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks.
Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks.
And the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen.
Sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen.
And your vine dressers.
Oh, you're going to have strangers to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, they're going to help you.
Hey,
amen. Boy. Hallelujah.
Hey.
And the sons of aliens should be your plowmen and your vine dressers. Well, what you talking about? God going to send you help.
Hey,
whenever
hallelujah
you need it, help is coming your way.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Is anything too hard for God?
No.
God will bless you. Read on for me, please.
But ye shall be named
the priests of the Lord.
Men shall call you the ministers
of our God.
You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles.
You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. Time for you to eat it. Time for you to get wealthy. You've been broke long enough. That's because you're spending your money on the wrong thing. Amen. You're not giving it to God. You're not doing what God say. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God want to bless you. He want to bless your finances to you, but you're too stingy to give. Amen. You want to hold back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it's time for you to rise up and give and let God bless you. Rise up and give and let God move. He said, I'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Just one blessing can make you a billionaire. Can make you a millionaire. Hallelujah. You shall eat the riches of the Gentile.
Ooh.
God can make you wealthy. He can bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to be broke. Some of you have been broke long enough. Everywhere you go, you're broke. Nothing from nothing. Leave nothing.
Nothing.
You don't want to give nothing. You don't want to, hallelujah, bless God like he say. Amen. Like his word say. You don't want to give like his word say. You're going to have nothing.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to be still struggling. Amen. You're going to still be downhearted.
Yes.
Amen. You never get what you want. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you're going the wrong way. But you need to serve God. You need to let God have his way. You need to give unto God.
Yes.
And he'll bless you. You shall eat the riches. You can be wealthy.
That's right.
Not just for the Gentiles, but it's for you.
Yes.
You shall be called priests of the Lord.
Ooh.
Ministers of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Read on.
And in their glory shall ye boast yourselves.
Then you're going to start boasting. Oh, God did it. Who did it for you? God did it. Who brought you out? God did it. Who gave you that house? Who gave you that car? Who put your name, hallelujah, up? Amen. Hallelujah. With the elites, who gave you all of that favor? God did.
Yes.
You're going to be able to give him the glory.
Yes.
You're going to stand back and bless his name,
hallelujah,
for all of the great things that he has done. Because it's our time.
Yes.
It's the people of God time.
Hallelujah.
And it's the people of God season. Listen, I want to pray for you.
Thank you, Lord.
God has a miracle with your name on it. But you got to come and get it. You got to rise up and do what he say to get it. Because it's yours. But if you don't rise up and get it, somebody else.
That's right.
God will release it to somebody else.
Amen.
Somebody's waiting for it.
Ooh.
And they will be willing. And if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land.
Yes.
And if you rebel and refuse, hallelujah, you're going to be destroyed. And that without remedy.
Amen.
God wants to save you.
Thank you.
I want you to say, I want to be saved. I want to be set free. I want to be delivered. I want God to come into my life. I want him to bless me and set me free. Say, Father, forgive me of my sins. Blot out my transgression. Save me and set me free. Father, I believe that you're the Son of God and you died for my sins as rose that I may have life. I accept you into my heart. I accept you into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Blot it out. Then says, devil, I denounce you. You no longer, hallelujah, my leader. Yeah. I will not listen to you. I refuse to listen to you. I'm going to listen to God. He's my Father now, and I accept him into my life, and I'm free now. Ooh. Begin to rejoice and begin to praise him for your deliverance. I'm going to let, hallelujah, I'm going to let Evangelist, hallelujah, Sheila, amen, Cochran, come and pray for you. You that are sick in your body. Yes. I'm going to let her come and pray for you, and then she's going to invite you back to the service. God bless you. I love you.
God bless you. What an awesome word. Right now, those of you that are sick in the bed, lay your hands on your sickness. Hallelujah. Because the word of God say he was wounded for our transgression. Yeah, he was bruised for our iniquity. Yeah. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes you are healed. Before this foundation of this old world was laid, healing was here. All you got to do is step into it. Hallelujah. I don't care how it feels. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what the doctors say. The devil is a liar. The woman of God preaches, say, the spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Yes. He sought her to bind up, bind it up. And we bind every sickness, every disease now. We plead the blood of Jesus against you now, devil. You done tormented these people long enough, telling them they got cancer, tell them they got sugar diabetes, tell them they got this sickness and that. The blood of Jesus is against you now. And now what you do, you get up from there, and you start proclaiming your healing. I don't care if the devil say that. Doctors say you got this and that. Don't you repeat what they say. Said I'm healed. The Bible say, whose report shall you believe? You better believe the Lord's report. His report say you're healed. Now get up from there and come on out to this revival. Because God got a miracle for you. Meet us here tonight at 8 p.m. I'm telling you, the senior prophet Parker is here from Slidell, Louisiana. And he didn't come just for nothing. Don't he came it. On a mission from God. And I'm telling you, my apostle preached last week, week before last. I see miracles. God got a miracle with your name written on it. But you better come on out and get it. Join us on tonight and on Friday night at 8 p.m. Join us again on Sunday morning at 11:30. Sunday at 11:30, Prophet Parker, the senior prophet, will be back again at 11:30 a.m. Look, you don't want to miss your blessing. It got your name written on it. My apostle and priest say, the spirit of the Lord God is upon. All you got to do is believe in it. Cause say, I'm getting up from there. One of the most different churches that don't believe in miracles. God is a God of miracles. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Don't you dare miss your blessing on today. God bless you. We thank you for your support. Keep on supporting. I tell you, because if you give the prophet a cup of water in the name of a prophet, you're going to receive a prophet's reward. God bless you. We thank you. We appreciate you. Come on out to the revival. God got a miracle for you with your name written on it.
And thank you, amen. Many of you, amen, with those testimonies, how God has delivered you, how God has blessed you. Ooh. I've heard so many testimonies, amen, this month, how God blessed and delivered you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't stop telling it. Amen. Because there's a lot of people don't think miracles are happening.
That's right.
Miracles are still happening.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. I see miracles. And where do you see them? Everywhere. Miracles are happening. Amen. So tell it. Tell it. You overcome him, which is the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Hallelujah. Testify. Ooh. Amen. How this woman of God prayed for you and you got your miracle.
Yes.
And God blessed and delivered you.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to give. Send that offering.
Come on.
Amen. Let them know. Amen. I'm giving because God has given to me.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And that's God's system. Give and it shall be given back to you. How pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's how God works. I love you, and I want you to know I'm praying for you.
Yes.
Amen. And I want you to meet us at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue. Amen. Hallelujah. East, Northeast Florida Avenue. Come on. Meet us tonight. Meet us Thursday night, which is tonight, Friday night, and Sunday. I'll be looking to see you there.
Yes.
God bless you, and I love you.
We love you.
The God is with me, so I keep it on the side.